Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I apologize to members for not being able to stay with them throughout the whole general counsel session. I will stay here for this item of the agenda. I unfortunately have to attend to other meetings. I'm sure they know what the issue is. I leave tomorrow morning, so this is it for me today in Geneva, and I need to make every minute count, like you will also, very briefly. So let me start, Mr. Chairman, by joining you in welcoming our new DDGs, which are sitting here with us today. Well, Fred Aga, Carl Browner, Dave Shark, and Chao Zheng Yi. And these are not only distinguished and experienced trade negotiators, they are also very well known to you. Now, I have already announced their areas of responsibilities, and they have indeed hit the ground running. And that is particularly the case of Fred, who is not here with us today. As I asked him to attend the ACP ministerial meeting in Brussels, and which I am not able to attend precisely because of this General Council meeting. Now, I do not intend to deliver a long statement today. I unfortunately cannot do it under 60 seconds, I'm sorry. But I think you know the situation that we are now. And we are indeed approaching the moment of truth in our preparations for Bali. And since the General Council on September 9th, the TNC has held one formal meeting on September 23rd and also an informal meeting on September 30th. And I would ask that my statements to the TNC in those two occasions, which clearly set out the work that we have been doing, and which have been made available to you in documents job TNC/21 and 22, respectively, to be placed on the record of this meeting. Overall, the discussions that we have had have been focused, precise, and businesslike. Delegations have been talking to one another in ways that we have not seen for a number of years. Trust has been growing, compromises suggested, and flexibility has been shown. Clearly, the tenor of our negotiations has improved, and I can say that delegations are in a solution-finding mode. But despite the suitable ambience, the reality is that the pace of substantive advancement is still far too slow for our Bali target. Significant challenges remain to close gaps on a number of important issues. At our meeting on September 23rd, I told members that we must aim to conclude the main part of our negotiations in Geneva by the end of this month. And that is why last week I cautioned delegations that if we keep the current pace, we could miss our end of October goal to have all landing zones properly identified. Therefore, more intensified engagement with required flexibility and urgency are needed. Many of the issues where convergence is still very slow or non-existent are political. And you know that at this late stage, what we urgently need are fresh instructions from ministers and instructions of the kind that move us towards convergence. This is why last Monday I sent a letter to all ministers to emphasize the need for their immediate, personal, and active engagement. And I have already had positive responses to this letter from a number of ministers. In recent days, I have been continuing my outreach to ministers. Last weekend, I attended the 25th APEC ministerial meeting in Bali. I would like to thank the government of Indonesia for the excellent arrangements put in place, which indeed augur well for our meeting in December. On my way back from Bali, I also had the opportunity to stop over in New Delhi for discussions with Indian Minister of Commerce, Anand Sharma. These meetings provided a useful and timely opportunity to gauge the level of support and concern for our MC9 prospects. I must say that I was deeply encouraged by the strong commitments from these ministers to a successful Bali outcome. They do understand what is at stake. Furthermore, there was strong resolve by ministers to instruct their negotiators to deliver an outcome within the time frame that I have set out, that is approximately 3 weeks from now. And it is clear that ministers remain firmly committed to preserve the credibility of the multilateral trading system and its negotiating arm. I was also encouraged to hear the reaffirmation from ministers that they continue to place development at the heart of the negotiations. They also continue to attach utmost importance to delivering convincing outcomes for LDCs. In this final phase of our work, I will continue to reach out to as many ministers as necessary to call for their urgent personal and direct engagement and support. My outreach will also involve other international institutions. Indeed, I will be traveling to Washington this weekend, actually tomorrow, for the World Bank and IMF annual meeting for further discussions on Bali preparations. I will also be looking forward to hearing Fred's report on the ACP Trade Ministers meeting upon his return tomorrow. Now, since our last informal TNC on September 23rd, the three chairs, the LDC facilitator, and the friends of the Trade Facilitation Chair have been operating on a continuous basis to deepen and extend convergence and rapidly close gaps in the limited time remaining. I hope that delegations that all of you received from capitals the much-needed additional flexibility to genuinely look for convergence in all three areas. I will ask the chairs to report on their recent consultations at next Monday's TNC meeting. So that will be a little bit different. I will not be making the report. Since I was not here, I will ask the chairs, each one of them, to report on the achievements they have made. They will be reporting to both you and me. I will also set out in that meeting our next steps. And let me be clear, from next Monday, we will be entering the final stages of our Bali preparatory process. So the moment of truth will have arrived. I would strongly urge you to engage in intensive consultations with your capitals to ensure you are in a genuine solution-finding mode, particularly in the issues where you are a central stakeholder, and you know what those issues are for each one of you. I would also suggest that you start to clear out your diaries of evening and weekend engagements for the upcoming period so that you are able to devote maximum time and energy to securing the consensus that we need. I may be calling you unexpectedly and in short notice, alone or with others, depending on the hurdle that we need to overcome. Starting next Monday, every hour is a working hour, and every day is a working day. Prospects for Bali are now in your hands. I will facilitate and consult where I can. But you hold the pen to write not only the outcome of Bali, but also, and more importantly, the future of the DDA and of the WTO's negotiating function.